Produce activated oxygen, called Aaron. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aaron process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you. Tell you what to do, what to think and what to feel. Who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men. Machine men, with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines, you are men. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Let's use the power to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us all unite and let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Do not despair, the hate of men will pass and dictators die. The power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite.
Come back, folks. You're in the Corporation Nation. We're going to take calls here in the second hour if you'd like to call in. What's the number? It's 1-800-313-9443. For some reason, I cannot place that into memory. But we're going to play a video here. This is on HBO, and I have to apologize. There are a couple of cuss words in here. Not too bad. Nothing you wouldn't hear on South Park. But you guys got to listen to this. Again, think of George Carlin and what he tells people and how they laugh at the reality of what he's saying. For some reason, it's funny. Well, this is funny, but it's the same thing. It's shocking when you hear what this guy is saying. And I've known about this, I just didn't know it had gotten so bad. So if my friend Dan will press play, we'll listen to this. This is John Oliver on HBO.
The police. They protect us, they serve us, and they provide us with an endless source of TV show one-liners.
Rock, paper, scissors,
gun.
Well, I'm no Serena Williams, but I know one thing. It's all in the wrist.
Who'd want to cut your penis off?
Take a number.
Okay, now, you laugh, but admit it, you want to watch the rest of that episode right now. Now, look, public trust in the police is one of the most vital elements in a civilized society. But for many Americans, that trust has been undermined by a procedure called civil forfeiture. Now, I know it sounds like a Gwyneth Paltrow euphemism for divorce, but incredibly, it's actually even worse than that.
Civil asset forfeiture is really a mechanism by which the state and federal government can seize people's property without having to convict them of a crime. Most people can't afford to hire a lawyer to challenge it. It's really legalized robbery by law enforcement.
And think about it, that is a tough crime to report to the police. Give me a description of what the guy looked like. Well, to be honest, he looked a lot like the guy currently asking me what the guy looked like. And if you think this sounds bad, just wait until you see how it looks. Because the Washington Post recently published a major investigation featuring stories like that of this man, who was driving from Michigan to San Francisco with $2,400 in cash that his dad had lent him to start a new job when he was pulled over in Nevada.
I gave him my license and registration, and then as he was looking at that information, he asked me how much money I was traveling with.
Lee told him about the money his dad gave him, which he kept in the trunk.
He told me to turn on my air vents on high and roll up my windows and get out of the car because he was going to run a canine around it.
Dove didn't find drugs, but he did find the $2,400.
He said, no, I'm going to keep the money because I've concluded through my investigation here that you are traveling from Michigan to California to purchase drugs.
Wow. I mean, there is so much wrong there, including the fact that any policeman who genuinely believes you need to travel from Michigan to California to purchase drugs needs to be introduced to the concept of the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Okay? It's right there. And the problem is, stories like that are surprisingly common. In fact, since 9/11, under just one program, police have taken $2.5 billion in the course of over 61,000 seizures of cash alone from people who, and this is the mind-blowing part, were not charged with a crime. That is the sort of police behavior that we laugh at other countries for, along with their accents and silly hats. The way civil forfeiture generally works is that if the police believe they have a preponderance of the evidence that suggests your property was or could be used in a crime, they may confiscate it. And it gets even weirder.
Many folks are unfamiliar with the idea of civil forfeiture, which is actually a case brought against directly against a piece of property where you don't need to be proven guilty of a crime for your goods to be taken away.
Exactly. You don't need to be charged with a crime. Because it's not you that's on trial, it's your stuff. That's why these cases have historically had eye-catching names, such as, and all of these are real, United States versus $8,850 in U.S. currency, United States versus an article consisting of 50,000 cardboard boxes, more or less, each containing one pair of cracker balls, and United States versus approximately 64,695 pounds of shark fins, which must have been an amazing court case. And do you see those shark fins in the room right now? Yes! There they are! There they are! Let the record show the witness is pointed at roughly 65,000 pounds of shark fins. Guilty, guilty. And it's also worth noting that your possessions generally have fewer protections under the law than you do.
Under civil forfeiture laws, your property is guilty until you prove it innocent.
How can that be possible? At this point, I'm surprised objects don't have their own civil rights leader, like Martin Scooter King or Harvey Carton of Milk. Now, to be fair, civil forfeiture laws have had some positive consequences. They've crippled powerful drug traffic organizations, thwarted criminals, and returned billions of dollars to victims. The problem is that many police departments are allowed to keep most or all of the money they seize. And knowing that starts to make you wonder about the motivations of these kinds of questions.
Is there any large amounts of cash in the vehicle?
Are there any large sums of money over $5,000 in cash in the vehicle?
How much money you got?
Are any large amounts of U.S. currency in
there? I'll take whatever cash you got in there and
Is that a Slurpee in the cup holder? What flavour? Grape? Never mind. Do you know what? I will take it. I'll take it. The question, do you have cash in the vehicle, is surprisingly common in traffic stops, and the police are prepared to overcome any language barrier to ask it.
Tiene mucho mucho dinero en su truck y trailer?
Let's be clear. He just said, tiene mucho mucho dinero in su truck y trailer. Which sounds like an alien's first attempt to communicate with humans after crash landing in a Taco Bell. In fact, let's all just pause for a moment to enjoy that sentence, because every single word of it is funny. First, tenny, pronounced incorrectly. Mucho, one of the few words he knows in Spanish. Mucho, repeated word. De Niro, a famed actor. In, a rapid shift to English. Sue, rapid shift back to Spanish. Trucky trailer. Trucky trailer. Now, it's magnificent. That is magnificent. It's a work of art. Now, this happened in Tennessee, a state where local law enforcement authorities are allowed to keep as much as 100% of the proceeds from civil forfeitures. A local news investigation found multiple troubling cases of people having money seized, such as George Reby, who had $20,000 seized after he was stopped for speeding. The police officer argued it was drug money, despite the fact that Reby had a pretty good explanation.
I told them I had active bids on eBay that I was trying to buy a vehicle, and they just didn't want to hear it.
Inspector Reby had proof on his computer, but the Monterey officer drew up a damning affidavit citing his own training that common people do not carry this much U.S. currency.
And did he tell you that he was trying to buy a car?
He did.
But you did not include that in your report.
If it's not in there, I didn't put it in there.
So why would you leave that out?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? I expect a better answer from a police officer than a four-year-old who just spilled grape juice on the couch. What happened to your drink? I don't know. If it's not in my glass, it's not in my glass. I don't know. I don't know. And look, it's not always just a roadside stop. In 2008, police raided the Contemporary Art Institute of Detroit during its funk night because it didn't have a liquor license, seizing 44 cars under the argument that simply driving vehicles to the location of an unlawful sale of alcohol was sufficient to seize a car. Which means you may as well seize any car driven by any teenager on prom night, because they are all going to Chad's place. Chad's got the hookup. We actually managed to get the security video of that Detroit raid, and you can see the police burst in and arrest people with the disco lights still swirling in the single funkiest shakedown in human history. They each had to pay $900 to get their cars out of the impound, with the exception of the one person whose car was actually stolen from the lot to which it had been towed, which seems like the sort of thing the police should be investigating if they weren't too busy raiding art gallery funk nights. And at this point, you may be thinking, well, sure, the police departments are getting a lot of money from seizing stuff, but I'm sure there are limitations on how they can spend it. Well, allow me to take you to a 2012 Columbia, Missouri Citizen Police Review Board hearing.
How do you decide forfeiture funds?
You know, it's usually based on a need. Well, I'll take that back.
Discretion, though, I'd imagine you sign off on.
Yeah, there's some limitations on it. You know, it's actually there's not really on the forfeiture stuff.
Actually, there's basically no limitations at all. Come to think of it, we're essentially gods. We're gods. We're like the anti-Spider-Man, great power, no responsibility. I can't believe this hasn't come up before. And look, his honesty was not over.
We just usually base it on something that would be nice to have, that we can't get in the budget, for instance. So, you know, we try not to use it for things that we need to depend on, you know, because we need to go ahead and have those purchased. But it's kind of like pennies from heaven, you know, it gets you a toy or something that you need, is the way we typically look at it.
That's right. They buy toys with pennies from heaven. Well, they should know, those pennies may not be falling from heaven so much as from the pockets of the people they're holding upside down and shaking. And in terms of what kind of toys police departments buy, that really depends.
For instance, in Massachusetts, one DA's office used forfeiture money to buy their own Zamboni. Even though, auditors noted, we could not determine where this machine was located or the law enforcement purpose it serves. Although that last one is obvious. Just think about it. Because if you are robbing a bank and the police pull up in a Zamboni, you're going to give yourself up just out of sheer curiosity. And in Texas, one DA's office had an even more imaginative idea. And I'll let a concerned citizen at a public hearing.
All right, folks, looks like we're going to go to a break. We'll finish that when we get back. Just got a couple more minutes. But I think you get the idea. If you'd like to call in and talk about that, hey, you might want to. I'm pretty angry about it. We'll be back. Liberty, privacy, civil rights, and dignity. You want some more?
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Microplant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Microplant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
First of all, let me take just a moment to thank you for allowing me back into your homes. If this is your first time with us, let me extend a personal invitation.
Let's build a happy little cloud. Let's build some happy little clouds.
All right, folks. There are no limits here. Welcome back. Just a few more minutes on this civil asset forfeiture thing. Yeah, it's funny, but I hope you're listening to what this guy is saying. Well, let's continue. He was talking about Texas.
Citizen at a public hearing tell you all about it.
With or without a law degree, everyone here knows that purchases of kegs of beer, margarita machines, and bottles of Crown Royal for office parties, as was done in Montgomery County, don't qualify as expenses for official purposes.
That's true. In Texas, they bought a margarita machine. They were literally using this money as their own personal slush fund.
They were literally, it's perfect. The analogy, it's perfect. And look, look, if the police need money for equipment, we should clearly be giving it to them. And if they need money for margarita machines, they should be f***ing paid for that themselves. But these civil forfeiture laws have warped law enforcement priorities and perception. And nowhere is that more clear than Philadelphia.
Philadelphia officials over a 10-year period have seized more than 1,000 houses, about 3,300 vehicles, and $44 million in cash and civil forfeitures.
Holy shit. Usually when someone describes something taking 3,000 vehicles and 1,000 houses, they're talking about a fucking hurricane. Now, one of those houses belongs to the Soravelis family, and the reason for that seizure seems a little harsh from the outside.
Police arrested their 22-year-old son, Yanni, on drug charges, $40 worth of heroin, and claim he was selling drugs out of the home. Police and prosecutors came armed with a lawsuit against the house itself.
Exactly, because remember, the parents aren't on trial, the house is, which is clearly ridiculous. The only drug-containing house that needs a lawsuit against it is this one. You're on the edge. You're on the edge, house. You're this close. You're this close to losing your job. You're good, damn it. You're good, house. You're close, house. You're close, but you're good. But you're so close. But you're so good, house. And once their house was seized, the Soravelises got to experience the final problem with civil forfeiture. Recourse can be incredibly difficult.
Here in Philadelphia, if you have your property taken, you can come here to City Hall and go to courtroom 478 and try to get it back. Problem is, the people that are taking the belongings are also the ones calling the shots inside the courtroom. The Soravelises showed up to courtroom 478 ready to plead their case to a judge. Instead, they say they faced a prosecutor from the DA's office.
That's right. Their first step in challenging the police seizing their property was in a courtroom without a judge hearing their case. How can you even still call that a courtroom? If you take all the doctors out of a hospital and replace them with otters, that's no longer a hospital. It's better, it's much better, but it's not a hospital. I don't know what, I love it, but it's not a hospital. In fact, recourse is so difficult that most people who've lost stuff to civil forfeiture just choose to walk away rather than fight. So at this point, it should seem obvious that the bad may be starting to outweigh the good with civil forfeiture laws. So we've really got two choices. We can take a hard look at reforming them, or, at the very least, we need to reform our network cop dramas to make them a lot more representative of what is actually happening.
Coming soon, Law and Order, Civil Asset Forfeiture Unit.
All right, folks. That's about it. Funny stuff, I'll grant you. The problem with comedy is, and the problem with even talk radio a lot of the times, is that they're telling you these things and not doing a damn thing about it. They are telling you this to get you used to it. It's funny because it's not happening to you. When it does happen to you, you'll remember the comedy of it. You'll just say, oh, par for the course. That's just how things are. Oh, well, that's the reality of our situation. But did you hear what was actually being said? That's my question to you. Did you understand? After all we've talked about on this show, do you understand that none of these people who had their stuff, their house, their property, their things stolen from them, and that can include their children, by the way, do you understand that the people were not arrested, they were not charged with anything, nothing about the person had nothing to do with them? This was all already property of the state. Do you understand that? Civil asset forfeiture. What is a civil asset? It doesn't say personal asset or even private asset. It says a civil asset. Civil is no different than general public people or state or county or city. All right, so who's being charged with the crime? Your car, your house. How does your house defend itself? How does your car defend itself? See, this is what has happened, folks. This is literally in the most extreme sense, highway robbery. I mean, it's literally a police officer coming in under color of law and forcing you to give him the property that you have foolishly acquired under the name of the state. Now, can I sit here and say I can sit here and say, wow, this is pure evil. I can even sit here and say, what do you expect? I can also say this is all your fault. Because the law doesn't excuse ignorance of the law. Remember that. You are all acting as persons, therefore you are all subject to for asset forfeiture. Your seizure, excuse me. You are subject to it as a citizen. Because none of this stuff is yours. It's all registered property of the state. This is what I've been trying to get across to you. This is the trap. This is what a denizen is. This is what a citizen is. Someone with no blood inheritance. A person can't own anything because a person has no blood. A person is nothing. It's property of the state. Therefore, the state owns everything. The state owns your person. Why is this happening? Because men have been, for lack of a better term, absolutely feminized and pussified. No man, including the female of the species in their right mind, would allow this to happen. Not only to their neighbors, to their families, but to themselves. No man in their right mind would submit to such criminal activity from the very police. The ones we're supposed to have faith in to protect and serve. Remember what protect and serve means? This is what I mean. They're protecting the city or the county or the state. They're protecting it in a way that they're exacting and extorting things from the public. That is their job. It's in their job description. Do you think they just made this up? This is not funny, Mr. Oliver, although I appreciate your English charm. People should be ringing these guys, I'm sorry to say, up from the nearest tree. Or at the least, they should be suing them as men under color of the law. At least, acting under color of law and harming someone like this is a very clear law. We've talked about this before. The FBI says the color of law simply means acting under an office. If someone gets harmed, it's a 10-year prison sentence and like a $25,000 fine or something like that. Just regular color of law is at least 1 year in jail. But nobody knows that these guys are just acting as a man, as a citizen. Just because they have a badge does not give them any right to do this unless you are pussified. Unless you are absolutely out of your mind because of the system that's been set up around us, the artificiality, where they won't even acknowledge that it's your stuff. You understand, folks, what we've been put into here? And that you're going to have to fight? Not just sit back and take it if you want anything to change. These guys need an ass whooping. We'll be back.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Welcome back. What I really want people to remember, maybe the biggest lesson here, go to California, if you're in California, just as an example, California Penal Code Section 837 states very clearly, a private person may arrest another. Okay, every state, the state law says the same thing, the penal code says the same thing. You, my friends, have the power to put under arrest another person. Okay? The badge does not mean that that is not a private person. It's just a job. It's just for a job for a corporation. Okay? When one is acting under color of law and breaking the nature of law, that color of law, that badge, that uniform offers no protection. All right. When a police officer shows up to your home, pulls you over in your car, and demands that you give him your property for seizure, there's nothing actually lawful about that. That is a local thing. The color of law does not stand up. Okay? Everything a police officer does is, in fact, color of law. You have the right, every single right in the universe, to arrest that man. Who's going to do it? Well, they have a gun, they have a badge, they have a uniform, therefore, oh, we better submit like little cows, little more cow eyes, and say, oh, no, milk me for all I'm worth. Renee, Renee from North Carolina, welcome.
Well, one of our biggest enemies is double standards. And people, this is so ingrained in people, where people, if they identify with something, they use the easy set of rules on them, and if they see them as the other belonging to the outsider group, they use the hard set of rules. And I even see this within, you know, Christian patriot genre or whatever you want to call it, you know, where they tend to all of a sudden, you know, they'll be real, being real hard on something, but if it comes to somebody close to their group, all of a sudden they switch methods and they become apologists. And so the thing is, I find, like I said, I tell you what, one night you really earned what I call character points, ding, 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 with something you said, like, because you didn't switch sides when you admitted that you had a brother who was a prison guard working for the government, okay? Because I find a lot of these people, they're real quick to criticize the government. But I know I'll say government employees, because to me, I'm sorry, government is made up of people, not bricks and mortar. It is other people who are oppressing you. It's not like buildings falling on your head. And so the thing is, I find that all of a sudden a lot of them will turn apologist, you know, particularly if they have family members or if they have participated in these systems themselves. You know, I really agree with what Mark Passio has to say about order followers. You cannot be moral and be an order follower, because you are not using your own conscience to determine if your actions are right or wrong, if you are hurting another person or not. So there is no one, and I'm not just picking on police and military. If you are earning your living because you're an order follower at the bank and you're doing something wrong, or you're an order follower at the school and you're doing something wrong, the thing is, people, when their livelihood is attached to it, they can find 50 million excuses why it is okay for them to commit actions that hurt another human being. And they, you know, are master rationalizers. And until we can get a grip on this, you know, people will go on and on. Well, oh, we're a republic, not a democracy. And okay. Okay, big damn deal, because you know what? So is the People's Republic of China, okay? So it's a big word game. What really counts to me is morality, okay? So the thing is, people somehow think in the United States, they say, oh, a republic's going to protect us. Hey, look, China, that communist country, it's the People's Republic of China. Nobody seems to notice that. So what the problem is within any of these systems, because they can use any system, capitalism, communism, anything, if it's immoral, they can use any system to screw us over. So to me, the big issue is morality.
Yeah, and that's exactly what persona, what personation, what capital actually refers to being part of a body, basically. So the whole purpose of the legal structure is to get rid of that responsibility, that morals. You don't have to have morals if you're acting under an office. And as long as people don't say, hey, you're only acting under the color of that office, it means nothing to me. You're dealing with a man, not one of your own, you know, order followers. Well, then it's just going to keep continuing. People are going to laugh it off. One commenter put it very nicely. He said it's the same. You know, this is just an offshoot of the Jon Stewart show, the Daily Show. You know, each one of their little minions gets their own show, and over he says the pressure relief valve just pops off. But we are always the butt of our own joke. We laugh at ourselves because we're the victims, and yet we find that funny. So this is just, again, it's just comedy news where it lets you know how enslaved you are and presents it in a way that's funny. No, you don't have to respond. And what you said is exactly right on, but you got to include yourself in that.
Oh, you know, absolutely.
But you also can't be ordered to harm yourself.
Yeah, and the thing is, this has been my life experience, okay? Like, I know how to avoid a real obvious wolf. It's the wolf in sheep's clothing in my life. Actually, because I'm white middle class, I have been victimized mostly, not by black people in the hood, it's white middle class people, because that's who I associate with. In fact, in my life, I've found the most dangerous people are the wolves in sheep's clothing. All of our institutions that claim the moral high ground, to me, that is where the most moral rot has taken place, because they're given the benefit of the doubt. You know, if you're the doctor or the lawyer, the person who runs the charity, you know, we're finding out all these experts and authority figures that we are taught to respect, to me, and like I say, look, and you're describing just the most obvious ones tonight, the police. But like I say, it goes deeper than that. The bureaucrats answering the phone or lying to you. The secretary at the lawyer's office who says he's not in after he's gotten your money when he was in before he got the check. You know, it's just, it's woven all through the culture, and I find it that some of the most damaging things are going on. Actually, the white collar criminals steal way more than the hood people in the hood do, because and you can't get any help from it at all. And because, to me, my life experience has been is the people, the authority figures in religion and law, and all our little medicine, psychology, all those people, to me, are acting as the house slaves, and they get a better cut from the master for helping to control us, and they're really worse criminals than the people that are always worrying about the guy that, you know, he might just take your TV set. The lawyer can take your entire life's work.
Yeah. Unfortunately, this goes back to that ancient knowledge: never respect persons, any type of persons. What's a person? It's an individual, in other words, a name, or a corporation, or an association. What is the bar? It's an association. Every government official has its own private association, from the National Government Association to the International Mayors Association, the City Police Officers Association, the Sheriff's Association, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, this is, for God's sake, Common Core was created in the National Governors Association by the governors, who then promote it and pass it in their own state. You know, how corrupt is corrupt? How much more corrupt can you get than what we have? And it's all based on this respect of the office of the person. That's really all this, the flattering titles. That's all this boils down to. And as soon as that respect goes away, then the very foundation of all that corruption also goes away, because then people will actually act. They won't call their congressman because they know the congressman is in on it. They won't call the police because they know the police are in on it, and they're not there for that purpose. You don't call somebody to do something, you do it. And that's our problem, is that we don't.
And I agree with you. The respect has to be yanked. But you see, so many people in this kind of group, libertarians and constitutionalists and stuff, they have conservative roots who have a long-standing love affair with the police and the military. And to ask them to yank that respect, they just can't do it. They say, oh, well, it's one bad apple. They, you know, I know a lot of good ones. They continue to be apologists, and I'm sorry, that is holding the slavery in place. We have to dump them all. And, oh, I'm sorry, if there are, and I haven't found one yet whenever I've looked, if there's a good apple in that gets hurt, I'm sorry, collateral damage, that's what they call us.
Thanks for the call, Renee. We'll be back, folks. Stay tuned.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically, and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Scientists have been battling to understand what this unappealing object is all about. Battles of the pot. What the object is all about. What.
Information in the form of energy streams in simultaneously through all of our sensory systems. In the form of energy, all of our sensory systems. And then it explodes into this enormous collage of what this present moment looks like, what it feels like.
Now back, folks. Let's take Richard. Richard in Washington. Welcome, sir.
Great show, as usual. Just some thoughts I'll throw in to Renee. Maybe she'd want to consider the word virtue versus the word morality. Morality kind of rests on what your religion is, and there seems to be a lot of those hanging around us. And you were talking about the police officers. 33 of the 40 outrageous facts that most people don't know states it is not the duty of the police to protect you. It's their job. It's their job to protect the corporation and arrest the code breakers. And then it gives cites as to back up that claim, which fits right into your perspective.
Yeah, unfortunately, when you talk about morals or virtues, yeah, it is a religious concept. And as you brought up the last time, you know, we've separated our religion from our legal or non-religious law, our civil from our ecclesiastical. And I think, you know, the best way to describe what's wrong with people is actually to look at their lack of religion, because it's been corporatized into the fake, you know. What we don't do is we don't act on our religion. It's something that's a fairy tale that we you know believe in. But you know, even let's take the libertarians, the We Are Chains group, where Gandhi is their particular hero or worship, you know, savior. Other groups are Martin Luther King. Still other groups are Joan of Arc. Some groups are Gandhi or, you know, whoever. And yet nobody actually does anything in the name of the, nobody walks the walk that these people walk. Government makes heroes of them, names streets after them in every city, to honor what they don't like people to be, but nobody actually, you know, we hero worship, but we don't act like heroes. That's the problem. That's the morals or the virtue you're talking about. We do not act like the heroes we worship, but we certainly don't act like Jesus.
Yeah, definitely so. Possible solutions, you were talking earlier about the citation. Basically, the citation asks you for to make an appearance. Okay, one way to approach that is to make a written appearance. Most judges don't show up until an hour late, so go to the clerk of the court and appear there with a written appearance, have her timestamp it, and then wait for the court to come to you. That's a possibility. It's worked for some people, and it's always out there.
I had the question posed to me, you know, what's my experience and how many, you know, so I'm like, I don't go to court. So I can't tell I have a lot of experience in court because all I do is write letters. I never go to court. There's no way you're going to get me in a court unless I absolutely have to or I'm somehow forced to be there. I've been in handcuffs 2 times but never arrested. I've talked my way out of it because I understand the language and I understand how to appeal to people's reason even when they're unreasonable by simply quoting them their own laws and telling them what the consequences are going to be. I stay out of these situations because I've educated myself in their own crap. And you're right. Why would you want to make a physical appearance in court when you can simply write a letter and challenge the appearance?
Exactly. Exactly. And the thing that I keep bringing up about this bankruptcy of our country in 1933 is, and as you point this out constantly, it's changed the rules we work under and the definitions of the term. And it used to be we were dealing with police or peace officers. Now we're dealing with police officers, and they drive a police cruiser. And basically what they're doing is they're working under Admiralty Maritime, and they're now pirates. Possible solution, 18 U.S. Code 1661, robbery assured. Whoever be engaged in any practical cruise or enterprise or being the crew of any piratical vessel lands from such vessel and commits robbery on shore as a pirate and shall be imprisoned for life. I wonder what would happen if we could actually have a court that would hear the case. These people taking civil property would do in this situation.
Yeah, well, see, isn't that the problem? Is that you can show the law, and you can certainly plead or beg or pray to the court to enforce the law, but just because the law is on the books doesn't necessarily mean the court is going to recognize it. Doesn't mean it's going to have the opinion that the law applies. And that's the problem, I think. The big problem is that a private association runs the courts. And really, the only time the law actually is effectual and actually has power is in the court. The arrest process is just the process of getting you into the court so that the law can be ascertained. But the law means nothing. That's why every law that comes out of Congress is prima facie, meaning it's on the face of it, that doesn't really mean anything until it goes into a court and the court deliberates on it. Deliberate, remember that word, denatures. And then, then all of a sudden there's a precedent on the books, and now we can say that it's been utilized as a law. But otherwise it just sits there until basically the courts say that it's law. Our problem is really the court system above all else, because that's the entity that makes or breaks what the law, how the law is interpreted, I guess you could say.
And as I've said on other programs, we don't have any courts. Those were eradicated by George Washington way back in when he became president in the 1700s. So they're gone. Last comment or suggestion. Have you done a show on the silent weapons for quiet wars?
I've read the document. It's pretty disturbing, but I haven't actually done a show on it. Now, I was trying to get... I don't remember her name, but she's one that talks about it. I can't think of
Deborah Tavares or another person.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, yeah, that would be, you know, great to spread around, because when you really find out what happened in 1954 after the bankruptcy and how they implemented through the military and through quote unquote the new rules of the road, I guess you'd call them, what they call social engineering, you're in a whole different perspective. What I have said before is, the truth is hidden by so many layers of the onion that you can pick out any layer you want, but you're so far away from the truth by looking at that layer, you're way off base anyway.
Well, see, that's the problem, is that we have, again, we look into the system and we say, and we have our own idea of what truth is. But if you actually look up the definition of truth and you look at it compared to the maxims and stuff, you find that there is no such thing. That truth, like law, is simply what the court or the jury specifically says it is. Truth, as the maxims say, makes black into white. I mean, truth doesn't mean anything because, again, we're acting in an artificial capacity. We're acting in a lie. So what do you expect truth to be in a complete lie? You know, it's we have to stop. That's the hard part. We have to remember that we're acting in person. When we're acting in person, we have to put ourselves into the shoes of a cartoon character that is bound, or someone in the Matrix, that is bound by all of the computer codes that prevent the character from doing anything. We can't say, oh, well, I have a religious view, because the religion is gone. It doesn't matter. It makes no difference to a court or to government what your religious view, if you're acting and appearing as one of their persons. This is the disconnect. It's a disconnect that needs to be connected. It's like you have to be able to put yourself into the position, into the jurisdiction, into the subject matter that you are appearing as, or you're dead.
Well, that's it. I stopped using the word truth. I use objective reality. That kind of takes it into a more definite context. But I was listening to Lark, and Lark appeared on your show one time, Lark in Texas, and after listening to a very good presentation on communitarianism, I finally figured out who the enemy is, and we can label him. He's a Talmudic oligarchist, or a Talmudist oligarchy, one or the other. Because that is what you're pointing out, is this has been a reframing of the law constantly and a redefining of the terms used in the law, and these are the people that are doing it to us. I mean, they've been doing it since the beginning of time.
Absolutely. Like I said, it's all based on the naturalization process, the denaturing of man, and getting rid of anything natural about everything in it. That is a Talmudic tenet right there. So, all right, Richard, I thank you for the call, man. We'll see you guys Monday. I have a guest coming up either Monday or Tuesday, not sure. But I think maybe he has an answer we've been looking for where, well, I won't get into it, but it should be interesting. So Monday or Tuesday, definitely be here. Well, take care, folks.
With financial uncertainty,